Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 226. My name's Turner Sparks.
And I am Miguel Kaplan.
You can find me at turnersparks.com. Buy my album, Turner Sparks, live from the Friars Club. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on all social media platforms. K-A-P, Cap in America. Kaplan,
yes.
On the podcast today, we have Ari Shaffir returning to the show. He is currently in Ecuador. I believe he's been there for about 6 months. We're going to find out in a couple minutes.
I think he replaced Julian Assange at the embassy. So he's just sitting there.
He's escaped to Ecuador.
He's got his room. Yeah.
He'll be with us in a second. Kaplan, before we get to Ari, what we're talking about is the elections going on in Ecuador right now, which are insane. And we'll get to that in a minute. But before we do, people are into this show. We have people who like this show more than ever, actually. Our numbers are going up. This is our biggest month ever had. We've done this for almost four and a half years, and finally 6 months ago, we started gaining some traction on this show, and we talk to comedians every single week about global news events happening in the world. Comedians who live in the place typically, or in this sense, Ari has been in Ecuador for 6 months, so we're getting a word on the people on the ground. Exactly. But if you like this show, we love that you listen, but that you listening doesn't do anything for us. We need money.
Not a thing. Need dollars. Dineros, yes.
Yeah. And luckily, we have a way for you to give us money. You go to patreon.com/lostinamerica for $5 a month. We give you this show, which we give to everybody. But hey, guess what? We're still giving it to you. Plus, we give you three extra shows a week of me and Kaplan talking about life in New York City. Kaplan, whatever's going on in our life, currently Kaplan's running for city council in New York City. And you need people's vote. We know Ari's fans are listening. You need 900 signatures total to get on the election. How many do you have so far?
So, yeah, I have two signatures, myself, and I just got my wife. Just
good.
Big, fresh commitment.
So but my competitor, we still need 898.
Yeah, one of my competitors is bragging online that she has not only all the signatures you need, but she's got like three times as many. She's rubbing it in my face. So that's the type of stuff we're talking about, how we're going to sabotage her campaign.
Yeah, and, we're taking down all of Long Island City, Kaplan. Also, $5 a month, you get that show. Plus, on that show, sometimes we do extra versions of this show. We had on Misha Kalin in Belarus to give us a quick update only for our Patreon subscribers on what's going on in the revolution that he's in the middle of in Belarus right now. $5 a month gets you that. We also went to number one in Armenia, famously, as everyone knows. We printed T-shirts. We printed mugs.
We've got mugs.
Tote bags, whatever you want. Those for $10 a month, you get one of you get the T-shirt.
Yeah, if you do $10 a month, you get three shows a week, plus you get a T-shirt with this this logo of number one in Armenia with the only map we recognize in Armenia.
The true map. Screw the UN. Who needs them? And for $20 a month, you get your own advertisement on this show. So big companies, Magic Spoon, they pay us thousands of dollars to advertise on
thousands.
This. But for $20 a month, you get an ad once a month. We'll say, and even if it's not a real ad, even if you just want to say you hate your neighbor, we will read that 30 seconds, minute, whatever you want us to say.
You want to ask out a girl you got a crush on, you want to break up with somebody, you want to shit on your neighbor's, some rival business, whatever you want, we'll say it. As long as it's legal, we won't do any interactions or anything, but we'll do anything else.
Illegal is $25 a month.
Illegal is $25. There you go.
Yeah, insurrection.
Sounds like a deal. Bargain.
To promote your insurrection in whatever country you're living in, we'll do it for $25. You can't buy us for $20, but for $25, we'll say what you want. Kaplan, and here's another thing. We are currently at $300. We said if we ever got to $400 a month, we would throw a yearly party.
Yes.
Thinking we would never get to $400 a month. We're now at $352 for 48 more bucks, and we're going to throw a yearly party at the Friars Club in New York City for all of our subscribers. So just put that in just so we have to spend money on all these idiots.
Yeah, the Friars Club. You want to come to that if you live in New York or the area. So pay us the money.
TBA. Come on over. Friars Club, TBA. Cap, now this episode. Ari is coming on in just a second, but what do you know? Well, I'll start with what I know about this political season, this circus going on in Ecuador right now. There's one candidate, his last name is Arauz. I'm going to guess something Arauz.
Hopefully Ari can correct you on that, because I don't know.
A-R-A-U-Z. And he is running. What's most interesting to me, he's running. It seems like he's going to win, potentially. He's running as a proxy for a guy named Correa, who was the previous president from 2017 to 2017. Correa then got he got convicted of crimes. Before he got convicted, he fled the country. He's now living in Belgium.
Yes.
And this guy's some kind of a puppet candidate, this Arauz guy. Correa said, hey, you run. You be president, and then when you win, you can say that, hey, I'm not guilty. I can come back and I can live on the high life in my own country, and maybe I can be president again, says Correa. So that's what I know. Cap, you go ahead.
Well, it's quite a fall, because I was in Ecuador in 2007 when Correa had just been elected, and at that time the locals were telling me he was like their Bill Clinton. He was educated American. He was well spoken. They were all excited, but at the time they were rewriting the Constitution, and I knew it was a little shady because my friend's wife's family. They're just like, oh yeah, he's a famous egg farmer. He's in on rewriting the Constitution. Basically, like anybody who was like wealthy in Ecuador was going to get a put a line in the draft, you know? So I said, this guy's a little shady. I found out now that, he was rewriting it so he could run forever, like, you know, no term limits. And then unfortunately he's not a full dictator yet. So he broke some laws. He had to find a loophole. And that's
Ari Shaffir, host of the Skeptic Tank podcast. Welcome back to the show. What are you doing?
Thanks, guys.
What are you doing in Ecuador? Yeah. What did we get right? What did we get wrong?
Quite a lot of it right. Arauz is the guy who's running. He is a protege of Correa.
Yes.
They have a whole system of politics here called Correistas, which is just like a subset of Correa. So when he took over, he led the People's Revolution in 2007.
Yes.
And everybody, the indigenous, who have a strong voice here, they loved him. They fucking love the guy. He's like, I'm going to change shit. Fuck politics. Fuck. Kind of like, you know, what Bernie Sanders type.
Okay.
And he is known as, and I don't know what this term means. Maybe you guys do. Neoliberal.
Oh, Kaplan, what is a neoliberal? That's what I think. Is that awesome?
I thought we were neoliberals. I thought he was like a socialist. Yeah, I didn't even.
I thought a neoliberal.
Maybe that's what that is. I know what neocon is a little bit, but I don't know what
In the U.S., I
neocon's
think
code for Jew. No.
I think a neoliberal in the United States is what they call us, which means like you're not a Bernie.
Free trade.
It's like a limousine liberal, right? Am I wrong on that?
No, I think it's like, yeah, you're pro-free trade, but you're also liberal. I think that's what that means. Yeah, anyway, you're like capitalism, but not unfettered. No.
A neoconservative is like a new conservative. Is it neo-new? Is that what neo is?
Yeah, yes. Neoconservative means you want to go around the world and put the values, our values, everywhere else. That didn't work out so well. But good.
So maybe that's what he wants to do with liberal values. So he immediately outlawed dissent. As soon as he got in.
I like this guy. Yeah. Disagreeing with him is illegal.
It was kind of a communist idea where it's like, it's this is the right way to do it. You guys voted me in. And these other people, so even meeting politically, they were like, we're arresting you. Any of us. Yeah. So then people are like, ooh, this could be, I could see how this could go down a slippery slope.
This could get dicey.
I remember when I was there, they were all very happy that he kicked off, like there was like an American, like we had like a base somewhere, I think, like near the water. And they just like, he said they had, we had to go. It was like a real show of strength that we kicked America out of something. So that's, I think also it's like against American interests, like not as.
Yeah. You know. So that's a lot tied in here too. Their economy collapsed in 2003 or 2005, I think. The economy collapsed and they had to go to the US dollar. They use the US dollar here, just like East Timor, just like Cambodia. And I was like, I don't know what's the difference. A dollar's a dollar. Who cares if it's like your dollar or our dollar? But then all the people here are like, see how damaging it is to have someone else's presidents on your money.
Yes.
Like you have no sense of country or something.
Well, also,
what about Harriet Tubman? Will they like her?
Jesus. Cap, can you turn your mic down a little bit or just pull away a little bit? So I think also having someone else's, using a US dollar means you don't control your own currency. You don't control if it goes up, if it goes down. Basically,
it's more steady though. Right? It is steady.
It's definitely more steady. But if you're in government, you don't necessarily want that. You want to be able to control inflation, deflation, how to value it for trade, all that kind of stuff. And now you're just at the behest of this whole other country.
Yeah. Another thing was like, it's there's a lot of farmers here, a lot of indigenous farmers. Indigenous is 6% of the country, and they're not like the U.S. indigenous that are weaklings. These here are strong-minded people. Are strong-minded people, and they're like just they march. They took over the streets. They blockaded major intersections with tire fires until the government fell, and that's when Correa took over. One big thing was Ecuador had a trade deal with the United States for corn. Corn is huge in Ecuador. And the farmers were like, American corn is subsidized, which means ours is not, which means that they're just paying them to grow corn. They're not ours. So our corn farmers will be fucked. Ecuadorian corn farmers are fucked because they're paying U.S. corn farmers to grow the corn. They're not paying us. So it's like, of course, people are going to buy the cheaper U.S. corn.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes. People got mad.
Okay.
Anyway. Before Correa, there were 10 presidents in 4 years.
I did read that. That seems not so good.
The term limit is 4 years. No one makes it 4 years. Correa did 10 years.
So he changed the Constitution, right? So yeah, what happens is he comes in, the country's screwed. He comes in, he says, don't worry, everybody, I'm going to save all of us. But you can't disagree with me. That's illegal. And I'm going to need to stay longer than 4 years to get this done.
Yeah. When he said, we got to change the constitution to, you can stay longer. It took him 4 years to do that. And he goes, okay, the count starts now, not 4 years ago when I took over.
Oh, he did it midway through.
Yeah. So he goes, now we start the 2-term limit. So then he was like able to do another 8 years after that. It's a weird thing, man. People love him.
This is what I wanted to ask about. So he had 10 years. He seemed to have, well, how did it end up in 2017 when he finished? Was the country better off than they were in 2007?
Tough to say. He took out massive loans from China, sold off some trade routes to China, sold off a lot of mining rights, which some of the indigenous hated. And he was like, no, I'll be good for the environment. And then it's like, of course, there's no mining that's good for the environment. There's no way to do it right. I've talked to frackers. They were like, the most minor thing is you bring in 100 people to litter. Like we throw out our wrappers. It's like that's the most minor thing. And then also massive oil leaks and shit like that. It's like, it's terrible. But anyway, every like malecón, every like a boardwalk is built by Correa.
Okay. He did infrastructure, right?
He spruced up the country. And so arouses, like, if I get in, I am number one, pardoning Correa and bringing him back. So amazing. Correa is on Arouse's campaign poster. They're like,
oh, it's not
for-
even a secret.
It's like you're.
Yeah, oh, no, it's not a secret at all. He's very public about it. He goes, if you vote for me, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting him back in.
So he'll be part of the, he'll be his vice president if he, once he pardons him.
Imagine if whoever runs next year for the Republicans, let's say they impeach Trump twice or whatever, and he couldn't run or whatever. I don't know whatever the fucking deal is.
They arrested him or something.
Yeah. And then somebody ran and said, hey, here's Mike Pence. He's going to be my vice president. Just so you know, Mike Pence will be stepping down. First, I will be appointing Donald Trump as whatever the third in command is. Then Mike Pence will step down. Trump will be vice president. And then I will step down.
Yes.
Yeah. It's announcing that, what, like, Russia or some
would
shady
vote that guy in.
Yeah. So this is a real, like, it's Correa. It's almost what is about to happen in the Republican Party, which is Trump for the next decade or however long he lives is going to be the kingmaker.
Whoever he's the leader.
Even if he's not running, whoever he picks to run, whoever he endorses is probably going to win. Right. And yeah, that seems Correa true. Has the same
yeah,
power.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And that's why it's weird because we were reading that like Moreno is currently the president and he was his protege originally, and then he apparently turned heel and like became like
turned
very
heel.
Conservative, and he became friendly with America. He was working out deals. He released Julian Assange. He was doing all sorts of conservative austerity things, or he was cutting taxes and for the wealthy.
Well,
it's
weird. People hate Moreno because you know Jerry Brown from California.
Yeah, the governor.
The governor. Yeah,
governor
so they
movie.
Bring him in. When Schwarzenegger or when anybody else fucks up the economy, they bring Jerry Brown in. He's like, listen, I was a presidential candidate 30 years ago. It ain't ever going to happen again. I can fix your books. You are not going to like what I have to say, but I will fix your books. And it's all like, remember the Simpsons? Like, we have to go one ply toilet paper from now on. And Bart like fucking punches a wall. That's what Jerry Brown does. And that's what Moreno was in the position of having to do. He's like, we have all these debt. They're coming to collect. We have to fucking raise taxes. We got guys. I looked at the books. He was my hero. He fucked us over. And so everyone hates Moreno because he's like, he had to pay the fine that Correa. Because
he gave him bad news.
He gave him bad news.
Yeah. I saw his approval rating went down to like 5% or 7%.
It went from 77% Moreno when he came in. And so he came in 2017. Correa picked him. He came in. He starts out with 77% approval. He ends now with 7% approval.
Wow.
Yeah. And he has more
a lot
approval.
Of that is COVID. In every country, whoever the leader was during COVID, they kind of blame that guy. And now I'm seeing as people come out of COVID, they're now like the Brazilian guy is like, we hate him. It's getting better. It's like, he's the best.
Bolsonaro.
Like it just COVID changes everyone's. It's like raising the gas prices or lowering them.
Yeah.
So who going back to like the end of Correa in 2017? So I just read it was corruption. Basically, it was taking bribes, all that kind of stuff. It seems
not
like,
sure about that. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. If he comes back, he'll be like fucking Meyer Lansky. He'll get arrested at the airport. So he's in Belgium with his wife. Come back.
So he escapes to Belgium before he can get arrested. He has an 8-year sentence waiting for him.
That's why you marry a wife in another country.
His wife's from Belgium, right?
He's Belgian. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get that Stroopwafel, boy. Oh, that's Amsterdam.
Close enough.
It's amazing though, because when I heard about all the corruption, I was like, oh, people must hate him. And it's like they love him. And it reminded me, Turner, you'll probably know about this, of the way people feel about a guy in China who killed 50 million Chinese people. And there are posters of him everywhere.
Well, it depends on there are posters of him everywhere. Once you get behind closed doors, everyone has different opinions.
Sure.
Right. But in public, like, yeah.
It's amazing that guy is at all a hero afterwards, Mao. It's like, what? And people are like, no, he was great.
Well, it also, let's see, it's perspective. It's where you started from to where you ended up. So you go, yeah, some bad stuff happened, but we're better off with it. You take the good with the bad.
Superpower.
Those trains ran on time. No,
exactly.
That's right. That's right.
The trains ran on time. I mean, the same thing here with... well, we have 500,000 people dead, but blah, 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 whatever it might be. You can rationalize anything.
You get used to something. And then because that already happened. So now here's my new good thing.
And frankly, the more we talk to people in Central America, the more it seems like in South America, every country, every president has corruption. And so it's almost just normal. And then, okay, they have, they're corrupt, but what do they do good? What do they do bad?
So I was talking to people on the back of a bus in Baños and just some Ecuadorian people. And we're like, who are you going to vote for? Also, here's some things about the election. One, you have to vote. You get fined if you don't vote.
I like it.
You can fill out massive amounts of paperwork saying I can vote later if I have a job that'll fail if I voted on that day, but you have to vote. But you can vote for nobody. You can go in there, say, fuck all these people, but you have to fill it out.
I like that. That's like at summer camp. They made us, we had to write a letter home and like, I didn't have nothing to say. So I just wrote a blank. I put a blank piece of paper and mailed it. And my parents were so upset. Like,
they're paying all this money. The face, Mike.
Yeah. They paid all this money to send me to summer camp. I could write one sentence, but yeah.
Oh my God. It's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Kevin had a protest letter to his parents.
Don't make me do it. I'm a libertarian.
There are also, so I talked to these people. I'm like, who are you voting for? One guy was like, vote for nobody. Fuck them all. And I'm like, hell yeah, man. I believe you. I want a revolution for it till the end. But someone else said they're voting for Lasso.
Just because you cut out for a second. So you're saying,
which is interesting to me.
They're all corrupt, but he's the least corrupt. This person.
And he seemed like the least corrupt to these
like
people.
He's like the center right candidate. Yeah.
Okay. So I got a free Lasso shirt during a parade in Rio Bamba. I'm like, I was wanted a campaign shirt. Everyone's wearing them. I want one. I see the parade. I'm like, I'm going out there. I'm fucking running. Like, send me a fucking shirt. They don't usually make shirts in 6'3", but I'm like, I'll fit into one. I don't give a fuck. And then he's up there. Fucking Lasso's up there throwing out shirts. Whoa. I'm like, that's my guy. That's Lasso. That's my guy. Like
Trump shining in paper towels.
Exactly. And you catch one like, I love Trump forever. Like he abandoned you, Puerto Rico. Like, I don't care. I got these paper towels.
So you saw Lasso? Wait, let's back up for a second. So basically now the campaign has come down to Correa's proxy, which is Arauz versus Lasso.
Okay. Right? We got to back up before that. Okay. There's 16 candidates. Correa and Arauz started a new party, number one, party one. Vote. They all go, there's posters everywhere. Vote Todo, whatever party it is.
Okay.
Yaku Perez is I think 16. He has a rainbow flag. He's the indigenous candidate. I was in the Amazon during election day, pre-elections, two sets of elections. Everyone's like, vote Todo 16, vote Todo 16. Yeah, we got to vote Todo 16. Means across the board. Assemblista, local, you vote for their party across the board.
The indigenous stuff.
Yeah, but depending on what you're into, it's kind of like the Jews will be like, we're all going to support this candidate, you know, the Orthodox Jews or the Christian right, or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
But there's 16 candidates. So there's local elections, which is fine. It's like Congress. And then what they do is they take those 16, they narrow it down to two, and then there's a runoff. Unless one got over 50% of the vote, which is very rare in out of 16. It's pretty rare. So it came down to Arauz getting 34, which is 34%, which is just Correa. They're just voting for Correa. Oh, Lasso. Okay, so I'm wearing a fucking free shirt. I'm going out to a rooftop bar, and I show up, and this guy, Luis, it's a friend of a friend, and I'm wearing this Lasso shirt. He's like, why are you wearing that? And I'm like, I don't know. Lasso's my guy. I'm going to vote, but he's my guy. He goes, he's a fucking banker, dude. And I'm like, oh, what?
I did read that. No, but that's what... They Arauz calls him in a very Trump-like manner. He has nicknames for people, and he calls him the banker.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, he is a banker. He was also head of the elections committee. And when Correa wanted to run as Arauz's vice president, it was Lasso who made the decree that will not be allowed.
I mean, that's a good idea. The guy's not even in the country.
Yeah. I guess so, but also like, but you're running for president, deciding on someone else. Who someone else's vice president is allowed to be like,
it should be a third party.
I like that you wear the shirt though. That's like when we wear like soccer shirts from England and we don't know anything. We just pick the team. I root for them.
And you don't understand how you don't know how controversial the clothes you're wearing
are.
Yeah,
I'll get yelled at in a bar because I'm wearing a Chelsea shirt and I don't, you know, it's like, my son, like
I don't know.
Like, I just picked it. I'm sorry.
Cool colors.
The guy was throwing the shirts out. I caught it. Give me a break.
I have a shirt. Ari, I have a shirt from the lady, the leader in Myanmar, you know,
Aung San Suu Kyi, yeah.
Aung San Suu Kyi. And my brother got it for me like 20 years ago when he was there during college. And that shirt, I still have it. It's gone from like she's this revolutionary hero to literally she's a war criminal for the past like 8 years. And now since they had the coup, she's like, I can wear it again.
Back again. Yeah,
you can. So I can
she
like
got arrested. She's underdog. She's back to the underdog.
I've been jogging around Brooklyn in it for the last 4 years. No one said anything either way. I don't even think Brooklyn's like that knowledgeable. But it's funny how it goes in waves, this stuff.
I'm glad you didn't sell it to a vintage store.
So you're wearing, okay. So this guy's the banker.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, well, how does he win? How does he get ahead? And this guy, Luis, he was like, well, he convinced people that if you give money to the banks, let the banks have power, it's good for the poor people. Cause the poor people are the masses, right? They're the ones who are voting. There's not many bankers who are voting. And I was like, how do they convince the poor people that supporting the banks will be in their best interest? And he was kind of like, and I'm like, I think I know the answer. And he's like, what is it? He goes, they're stupid. And he goes, yeah, they're stupid.
I mean, it's trickle down economics, isn't it? Isn't that Reagan?
Yeah, I mean, we have that in our country too, where I'm like,
yeah, we had that in the 80s.
And here too, it's like Chappelle had that joke. It's like, thank you white people for giving me a fucking giant tax break for voting Trump in. It's like, he didn't help you. He's helping the rich. Like you morons.
So you're supporting the banker. That's
yeah, good. I'm out of the banker game now.
Oh, you're off.
So
once
I went to the Amazon, to the Orient, I switched to Yaku. Yaku Perez, who was not named Yaku, which means water in Quechua. He was not, that was his name 5 years ago. He changed his name, grew a ponytail. And now he's like, it's like a version of like, I'm woke himself now, but he's indigenous now.
Yeah. His name was Carlos, I believe.
He was in, yeah, something like that. He was always an environmentalist. He was an environmental terrorist. He blew up some fucking like mining shit, when he was younger and had more spunk.
When he was younger, we all do that when we're younger.
Very feminist. His wife is a huge feminist. Lots of women on the 16, party candidate ticket.
I saw he's pro universal basic income, so he's like a Yang Gang, so
yeah,
behind him, Turner.
He also got arrested five times by Correa, like 10-15 years ago. He's been in prison.
That makes sense. Where he's like, hey, you're fucking mining at my people's fucking
land.
Yeah,
he was protesting mining. Yeah. He got arrested.
And it's a big thing. And it's like, they built a big dam. They said, don't worry, we're gonna make it so it won't hurt the environment, and it does. And it's like, they're just stealing. You know how it works with globalism, but you just steal a bunch of people's lands. Like, we've been using this for fishing beach for the last 500 years. And it's like, well, there's a JW Marriott there and said they're blocking your view.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Like, well, they bought the land. I'm like, from who? It's not theirs. It's ours. And it's like, I don't know, some governor.
And so, this is another country that has part of the Amazon in the country. Right.
Yeah.
I always forget. Like, I always thought it was just Brazil. And then the more we do these, I'm like, oh, you guys have a bit too. Like, Peru has some. Oh, you have some.
Plus they have the Galapagos. They got a lot.
Plus the Galapagos, which I've also been to. And by the way, it's most of the country is the Amazon.
Okay.
Geographically, but like 80 people are in there.
Yeah.
They do have uncontactables, which they'll just kill you if they see you. They're like, we don't want any contact with the outside. And so they kind of respected that. The lower Yasuni is uncontactables. And so like, imagine now, like, the president made a deal and these people are like, hey, I'm not Ecuadorian. I'm this tribe. You guys just call me Ecuadorian, but
yeah. So they don't have tribe to vote. No mandatory voting for the uncontactables.
No. Yeah. They find them, but it's going to be tough to get it. Yeah.
Get into the voting booths. You got to do your
so you don't want to be the tax collector who has to go to the uncontactables to try to get some money.
It's not me. It's not me. I swear they're making me come in. I don't want to pay taxes either, but you have to pay. You have to pay.
The guys get hit with a spear.
Yeah.
So who's there? During the first count, it looked like Yaku was going to come in second. So now imagine if you have 16 candidates. The fact that Arauz has 34 and someone else has 19 doesn't matter because it's like Bernie and Hillary combining for 65% of the vote. Mm-hmm. Whoever, like maybe Trump has, you know, 40% and the rest of those two combine for 60%, but like 30 and 30, but like they're going to join up, you know, those two vote counts will join up.
Yeah.
So Arauz is 34, 36%. It's not a safe, it's not like he's going to get to 50 very easily.
Okay.
So the difference in votes is 30,000.
So wait, we should say that in the first round, February 7th, Arauz got 34% of the vote. Lasso, the guy, the banker, got like 19.7%. And then Yaku, the indigenous guy, Carlos, whatever, got 19.6%. And boom. Now, as you said, 30,000 votes different.
Also, early polls showed Yaku was the, not winner, but second place was in the runoff.
And the top two get through to the finals.
Yeah. Then suddenly, Guayas district, which is like New York.
Guayaquil.
Yeah. Guayaquil, the biggest city or second biggest city, I forget. They're like, hey, a bunch of late counts. That's also the headquarters of Lasso's party.
Dominion.
A bunch of late counts came in. turns out Lasso won. That is not typically a region where they do late counts. The late counts are usually from the Amazon or from places that it's harder to get the ballots back. It's like New York City, you can come in immediately. You know, it's like rural Tennessee is where the late counts would come in.
They didn't have mail-in balloting with the coronavirus and everything? No.
No. They all came and they had to do shutdowns right afterwards because they're like, everyone's out. So shutdowns here are tough.
Sick.
yeah, for sure. So the indigenous were upset. They marched on the capital. They marched on Quito. They marched for all the way south of the Andes to the top. Those people and the Amazonians are tough as fuck. Okay, so they're like, we should do a recount. And Lasso's like, yes, we should do a recount. However, I would say, why don't we all say, whoever comes in second, we all support who comes in second because we can't let this dictator take over. And Lasso's like, I'll accept that. Number 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, they're all like, yeah, sure, whatever. We all hate, maybe one or two liked Correa, but most don't.
So the banker and the indigenous would then get together.
Right. Now, Lasso's like, hey, I'm on board. Yaku's like, nah, dude, I'm not on board yet. You're asking me to support either a dictator or someone taking advantage of, like, you're for more mining, I'm for less mining.
Yeah.
I can't just support you. It was a tough call. And so they said, well, either way, we're going to do the recount. And Yaku's like, maybe we'll do a coalition afterwards. Five people have to vote on the recount. Now, this is the board that Lasso has just left to run for president. Two people voted against it. The recount, one person, this is after Lasso, everyone's like, we should do it. One person voted for the recount, one person abstained, and one person, the last person, walked out of the room without saying anything.
Outside of the board.
Yeah, and they couldn't get, if you don't have five people vote, you need walk, so no recount.
But there's no automatic. It's not like if you're within 30,000 votes, it triggers an automatic recount or anything.
If there's ever should be a recount, it's when it's that close and some fuckers. And they even said, like, we'll do the recount in Guayas, which Yaku and all the people are like, no, that's where the fucking corruption is. Those are the fucking fake votes.
Yeah. Wow. And so what happens now?
So as it stands now. Oh, also, here's what you should know. So Correa is most likely going to beat Lasso.
Okay.
Because he represents people like fuck the bankers, fuck the rich. Correa's for us. Correa would have a much, much harder time beating Yaku. He would be the underdog against Yaku.
Arouse wants Lasso as his competitor, right?
It's a good matchup. Take down the banker. Yeah.
Well, because if you're presenting yourself as like, hey, I'm the one for the people. And it's easy to go against a banker. It's not so easy to go against a guy who's genuinely for the people.
This is why
Trump wanted to go against Hillary because he's like, I'm anti-establishment. You are the establishment.
Right.
And Bernie's like, I'm also anti-establishment. And Trump would be like, fuck, I got nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't work out so well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know who canceled the recount. And also they said they were going to do it. At first it looked like Yaku was going to win. Then they were going to didn't. Then they're going to do a recount. Then they're not under weird circumstances. And it's like, it was either Lasso or Arouse Correa saying no recount.
And so now there's no chance Yaku, because it seems like now Yaku has at least some amount of power. He can endorse.
Right.
If they give him some concessions, right?
Okay. So here's what he's saying. There's a new twist. I love this shit because it's like, you ever watch like a telenovela or a talk show in another country and you realize how dumb your own soap operas or talk shows are? Because you can like, I don't understand this language, but I see it's almost the same shit that we have.
Right.
But
you don't have to understand. Yeah. I have amnesia.
I see so much corruption from our government based on what's going on here. I'm like, oh, we got something like that. Oh, fuck. We're all fucked.
Yeah.
We're not really actually voting
for
people.
These stories repeat themselves everywhere in the mm-hmm. world.
Yeah. And if you don't have a horse in the race, you just see it as like, eh, that seems lame.
Totally.
So there's one option. Yaku is counting, is asking for people to spoil their votes. If someone doesn't take 50% of the final vote, with down between the last two people, the election is called null. So if you go in there, get your ballot, tear the corner, your ballot is spoiled. So if 20% of the people or more spoil their votes, then it's a possibility, unless Arouse wins handily, that they'll be like,
and then
that
what do they do?
Count.
That's
Let's
great.
Do it again. And
I
then
mean,
people.
It, that's crazy as a move, though.
It's fun.
I would think the better move, if I'm Yaku, is to try to like get some of my agenda into Lasso, and then I'll endorse him or get me, give me a seat, give me a cabinet
the other
position
guy.
Or something.
Okay,
you know.
Or Correa, that's the problem. He's like he's a dictator, but he does support. Some
I mean, he's
of
a
what
he's
Yaku
a liberal dictator. He's like a Chavez light type dictator, Maduro light.
Yes.
So I mean,
absolutely.
He still has
absolutely.
He still has elections, so he's not Chavez, you know, real elections.
I
sort
see.
Of.
I see. Yeah.
But so yeah. Yeah, you think you go that way, but what happens if they does Moreno just stay in power in the meantime? Is that how that works?
I don't. Yeah, I guess he stays in power.
That's good for
I'm
him,
sure.
though.
But
well,
oh, yeah,
I do know
sure.
Moreno is at the end of his term. He can't run again.
Right, he right but he run. Can just he's still the yeah. president until they figure it out. So if they keep having elections that are null and void, that yeah. sort of benefits him too, because he stays in power.
One cool thing about Yaku and the fuck, I forgot the name of the party, but is they were at two seats on the Senate or whatever the Senate is, 3 or 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Now they have 19 seats. They're nice. They're getting more and more powerful as they are endorsing liberal causes that are causing like all over the world getting more, you know, press supporting women. Let's have less battery, more indigenous rights,
less
more
batteries,
environmental rights. Oh, it's bad here. Or at least they're saying we should stop it. I don't know.
They don't want none. They just want less.
Yeah. Less. Yeah. I mean, you got
like, guys, let her earn it. Don't scare her for nothing. If she earns it, obviously. Obvio.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Can't speak for the untouchables out there in the yeah. wherever they're
coming. No, that's why you don't come in with your rules. But don't they? I mean, one thing I was interested in looking it up is it seems like every candidate's pretty much against abortion, right? Like that's illegal in Ecuador.
No, that's not what I read.
I thought, is there one of them that was?
Oh, sorry, against abortion. I read
yeah, they're all against it.
Arouse is personally says do whatever you want, but he's going to leave it to the people to decide in a vote.
But isn't it a law that it's illegal or is it?
I could. I don't know. I could see that. I haven't had many abortions here. I had a couple of abortions right before I got here, and the people I've knocked up here hasn't come to term yet. So we'll see. But I don't know. It's a very Catholic country.
Yeah, that's you know it is. I should say when I was in Ecuador, one of the things I found to juxtaposition how it's a Catholic but poor country is that we were staying with somebody and they had crosses everywhere, like every single. Part of wall was Jesus or a cross. But then they said to us, we are very low on water. And these were rich people for Ecuador. They said, so we need all of the couples to shower together if you can. So it was like shower. And I wasn't married at the time. My wife, current wife and I were taking a shower and there's just crosses and Jesus everywhere.
Wow.
So yeah, it's wow. very, but it makes sense.
What do they think about what do people you talk to think about the dollar thing? Do they want to keep the dollar, stay on the U.S. dollar? Do they care?
It's done. It's kind of like TSA. Remember for a little bit, TSA people are against it. And now everyone's so used to it that I mean, if you're yeah. under 30, you don't even remember no TSA. So it just became used to it. I think everyone here is just like, I haven't thought twice about it.
Yeah. I mean, it only affects you if you're literally one of the people in the government and you're like, well, if I can like pump devalue or if you want to manipulate currency and you
yeah,
can't do
yeah.
it. Because you're on the dollar. So when you're
there's other ways.
Everybody uses the dollar. Like when you go out, you use the dollar.
Yeah, there's some local quarters here. There's split between the U.S. quarter and the old quarter,
yeah.
same size. But yeah, it's just yeah. Oh, also $2 bills are super good luck. So I brought 100 with me, and people like you should see it when you hand them a two. They'll be like a mixture between like cool thanks, which is rare. They haven't seen it, or like cool.
Does it count for more than two? Is it like
The person who told me about it says, you know, value is not like an actual value. It's $2 worth $2, but it has a emotional value of about $7.50.
Wow. Have you tested it? Have you given someone $8 and said, like, what do you want? The two or the eight?
It's like, you can't actually, it's only, if they need to give you change, it's like, so my friend had gave somebody eight twos to pay for something. And yeah. then I gave a 10 and I needed like money back. And he's like, didn't have any change. And he had to give me a two back. He was so fucking mad that he had to give me change with the two.
It is interesting but, that so many places, because I remember people used to come to China, like comedians and stuff, and they would be like, oh, can I just use dollars here? And I was like, no.
No.
But
it's
I go
so to Ecuador. To fucking US.
It must have been because like they can go to Mexico or go to Cabo or like something and use dollars or go to like Cancun.
Yeah. Or Myanmar, or lots of places where they're like, we'll take it. I'll tell you how much it's worth. Or Canada, when it was close to 1-to-1, they're like, we'll take it. It's because it's like 0.9-to-1. So it's like, it's worth more. I can change this in.
I just remember that being like, no, we're in a different country. You can't just use dollars. What about.
You must have seen so much fucking dumb American shit from those tour visiting comics.
Okay, here's the dumbest, and I can't say who it is because everyone would know this person. But
Jimmy Schubert.
No, it's someone who ended up not coming. Jimmy Schubert was the best, by the way. Jimmy Schubert three times.
He's the only one I know went. So okay, yeah.
You know how they say like 4% of Chinese people have Genghis Khan's blood in them?
Okay.
I mean, in their Genghis Khan like is in their DNA. I think 5% have Jimmy Schubert. But no, so something totally different. This guy was like, he didn't end up coming, but he called. He's like, hey, I'm gonna be in Macau to film this commercial, and I heard about your club. I want to know if I should come up for a weekend and do it. And I was like, yeah, come on, do it. And then he was like, all right, I need a performance visa, which was like $10,000. You only got those if you
That's
were
what
like
I try to get.
Bono. If like U2 was coming and you're playing a stadium, you would get a performance visa. Otherwise, just tourist visa. And it was like, hey, the government looks the other. They don't want to deal with something this small. We don't want the paperwork. We just do it, you know? And I was like, yeah, we do it that way. And he called me back like a couple of days later. He's like, yo, I've been thinking about it. I can't do it, man. Because one time I went to Canada and I didn't have a performance visa, and they recognized me from the TV show I'm on, which is like, this guy was a side character. He was on one of those, like he was on once every three or four episodes on a big TV show. You know, you would have to be a big time fan. And a border guard in China who doesn't speak any English is not going to be watching this random American
Zero
TV
chance.
Show.
Yeah.
And so he ended up not coming. He's like, I don't want to have take the same chance where I get denied at the border. So no, that was probably the dumbest I saw. But
that was dumb. I don't know if I've told this on this podcast before, but I went for my visa to come to China, and it was either you or Dorsha or Turner, Andy.
Yeah.
They were like, "Where's your performance visa? Where's your letter of invitation?" Because they're like, "What are you going to China for?" I'm like, "I'm working. I'm doing gigs."
Oh.
And they're like, "You don't have any of the paperwork." And I was like, "Fuck." And I called one of you guys. I don't know who anymore.
Yeah.
And they were like, "No. You just don't tell them. Lie. Like you used to lie to get into Canada." Before you like got big enough, like just lie. And I'm like, but I just went and told them. And then whoever was like, oh dude, you know how you can't tell Asians apart? It's both ways. Go right back up to that same window.
Go back.
They
tomorrow.
Won't know.
Yeah, you can go back right now. Yeah, you literally go back.
And
now.
I did. Yeah. They're like, try to go to the second window, I guess. They're not looking at you.
Yeah. I did also. I had one person say to me, I picked him up at the airport in Shanghai. And then we're driving in. It's like an hour into the city on these highways and stuff. And so like 30 minutes away, you can see the skyline of Shanghai as you're coming into the city in a taxi. And the guy goes, yo, is that Shanghai or is that China? And I was like, what? He's like, I don't get it. Is that like Shanghai or is that China? Like Shanghai was a country and China was also. And I was like, well, that's Shanghai, but we're in China. And he was like, oh, cool. All right, sweet.
I mean, if you were transported there against your will, I couldn't even see it. But like, you're about to go to that country. Like,
that was the wildest sentence I'd ever heard. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know, man. It was pretty nuts. So back to this election thing. So, what about the? I saw that Arauz, Correa's guy, wants to, if elected, wants to give $1,000 to 1 million people. Just bang, give them $1,000
first week. Yeah.
And the country is in like gigantic debt because
he's
going to
throw it out of a thing. Like you got a t-shirt, just launching $1,000.
Absolutely. I mean, I could see that. And the people were like, great. And you're like, but that'll devalue. It's like, they don't care. They're like, I got my $1,000. That guy's great.
Yeah. Well, so Moreno, the current president, took out gigantic loans to try to get him out of debt from COVID, all this COVID stuff. And now they're on this really strict path to repay the loans. And then
raising taxes. Yeah.
Yes. Lowering expenses, raising taxes. And then arouses like, if I get in there, $1,000 for everybody.
I mean,
it's like old Chicago local politics, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, it's so crooked. It's so obvious. And they don't try to hide it. It's cool. I don't know.
But that's why they should stay on the dollar, to be honest, because like there's a limit to how much shadiness they can do. If you're in a country like Venezuela or somewhere where you have your own currency, you can just print money whenever you want. Devalue it to give it to people to trick to make them feel good. And
well, so I guess that's what happened in the late 90s. They devalued it. It was worth like 10% of what it had been worth a week earlier. And then around 2000, they're like, all right, that's it. And they switched to the dollar.
Yeah, crazy inflation.
So, Ari, where are you in Peru? Oh, I mean, in Ecuador.
Right now, I'm in the city of Alona. It is a beach town. I'm working I've rented a car, just went all around the country into the Oriente, into the Amazon, into the Andes, the beach, then back, just doing loops.
Are you calling it the Orient? What are you saying?
Oriente, East.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that whole region. Because there's three regions. There's a Playas, the beach, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the Andes, the Sierras. Yeah. And then, Amazonia.
Are you in that beach Oriental town that's like a super backpacker town right now? Or is that, which town is?
Oh, that's Montanita. That's yes. Like one town over. That's a party town. They say like, come to Alone, calm down, go take a cab into Montanita.
we went to this place, Montanita, and everyone was saying this is a great party town. And we get there and then all of a sudden I go to take a shower and there's like no water. And they're like, oh yes, we have rolling blackouts every once a month or something. It's like, we picked the one day to go when there's no power, no water. Nothing.
That's where you go get drugs. That's the place you go get drugs. Somebody just told me one of their nightclubs there was ranked 31st on nightclubs in the world.
Wow.
Which is like, for a small country like that, pretty fucking cool. I will say, I went to Montanita before. I was staying there for 2 weeks and I'm like, it's really tranquilo. It's like calm and nothing. I'm like, maybe it's just because of like COVID. I was worried about it, but like maybe because COVID is actually like, I can handle it. Like good beaches and almost nobody's here. Day 12 at night, just it's like spring break started while I was there. And then there's bus loads of fucking 18-year-olds coming in. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here's the season. And now it's 4 months of that.
When did you get young, you've been there since last summer?
No, Halloween I got here the day before times changed. But, everything was shutting down. So I was like, fuck it. I like traveling. And
yeah, good choice.
They let you into the country. They don't care. They let Americans in.
You need a test. It was far stricter than it was to get into America at the time. but you just needed a test within 10 days, a real one. And then that's it. And then they have like, once you get here, they have like strict guidelines of like, you can drive every other day, certain times, depending on your license plate. They're just like, they're real good on it. That's all. But
wait, is that because of COVID or just because of overpopulation?
COVID. I think it might have been around a lot there? For a little while too. What?
Yeah.
Do you drive a lot?
I mean, I was afraid of, I didn't know what it was going to be like here. So instead of normally I'd just take buses and shit, but I was like, I rented a car.
I remember there was speed bumps like crazy, like on every, because we had a car.
They're not painted and they sneak up on you in about 4 seconds and you're driving along. If you turn to change your radio, all of a sudden they're like, boom. Yeah. And they're so big that you have to go over it at like no miles an hour. You have to like stop on it and slowly go over it.
It's like the highway turner. Like you're flying on a highway like 55, 65 miles an hour. And all of a sudden it's like speed bump. Just like
boom. It's crazy. It just crush your transmission. It's so weird. Yeah. It's awful. Plus the roads are so shitty that the part of them will just drop off. Heavy fog. You're going 60 miles an hour. And then it'll just be like a hole down a cliff on one of the lanes.
I remember we were going on one of these like windy roads in the mountains and it was like everyone's going really fast. And everywhere you looked, there was crosses from like, there'd been a car accident.
Oh
and,
yeah.
Like, people
oh,
had
yeah.
died and they had everywhere. Put a burial thing. And it was like this, I've never been scared driving before. It's the only time I've ever
it's
been
bad.
Scared.
And
I was a
buses
passenger.
Are passing like, you into oncoming traffic at 60 miles an hour.
It's like you're being on a roller coaster, but like you're in a car.
It's so dangerous. And you're like, well, I guess I know how to drive here. And then you notice the crosses and you're like, oh, no, they don't.
They don't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it gets foggy. I remember it was like really foggy. I was like,
it gets foggy to the point where it's like, first it's a little foggy. And then it's like, you can see maybe 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah,
and you're supposed to just drive.
Don't drink and drive there. It's the one place I don't recommend it.
No, I know. I've done it a lot of times, but I would not recommend anyone else doing it. I have started carrying crosses in my trunk just to save people time when I do go over.
Say ready. It's amazing. Yeah. Nobody runs for president saying I'm going to like get rid of the speed bumps and like the rolling blackouts in the party town and just call it a day.
Kaplan, this is your platform in Long Island City.
I should forget city council. I'm going to Ecuador.
Yeah. It's fun here, though, man. The cheap food, friendly people. I don't know. It's cool. You know how
they
it's
have
like
good, they have good hot sauce everywhere, right? It's like
good ahi. Yeah, for sure. Ahi. Everyone has a local one, too. Yeah, it's great.
And you're fresh moving food. Like every couple days. So you didn't just like rent a place for 6 months.
No, if I thought about going to Mexico and I probably would have done that. Stayed in Oaxaca or I forgot the other region I was going to go. But like those highways are kind of dangerous with bandits and shit.
Yeah.
So like. Yeah, that's 2 weeks I'll stay in a place. And so it's just like, I don't know, move to another place, move to another place, different regions too. It's like three countries in one.
And is it like is everyone all masked up and stuff like here?
Depends where. So in Quito and Guayaquil, they wear masks. There's no, a few don't, but the percentage is so people alone in their car are wearing masks, like 9 out of 10.
That's cool.
It's like New York City, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Some of it was like, it's because of tickets. Like I know in Cuba, they said, if you don't wear a mask, you get a $1,000 ticket.
While you're driving?
No, just I think out anywhere in Cuba. Okay. So people were just like, well, we'll just wear the mask. I mean, like that'll break me financially forever. So like they just wear the mask. In Guayaquil, they had like, it got bad early on. The morgues filled up pretty fast. And so they had to like pile up bodies in the streets and like, they had pictures of people going to school, like little kids going to school, walking past a pile of dead bodies. And I think after that, people were like, we'll just wear the fucking mask, man. Like,
Guayaquil, from what I remember, was not the prettiest city. It was like sort of like Miami without the South Beach kind of.
Least
like
favorite city. Industrial, dangerous. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All the shittiness of Miami. Without
shitty parts
the beach.
Of Miami, too. But it's Quito's nicer, right? That's like the more.
Quito's cool, trendy, and like modern, and like there's still crime everywhere, but like it ain't bad. It's safer than New York for sure. High up in the altitude, you're out of breath every time you take like 4 steps.
Wow. That's where my brother lived. My brother lived there.
In Quito? I called
him. Yeah, he was there for a few years in the State Department.
I walked by it.
I called him before this episode to be like, hey, we're having it on Ari. We're going to talk about Ecuador. Do you want to listen to it? And then on our Patreon show, tell us everything we got wrong. Yeah, correct everything.
Dude,
and
he's double like,
he goes, dude, I haven't lived there in 3 years. I don't know anything anymore. I'm like, what? Wow.
What? He knows some backstory, though. He would know all the Moreno shit.
He's also, I don't know. He's on a road trip somewhere. But we might do that anyway. Whatever. We might have him on the Patreon show.
That's a good idea.
Connect you with the ambassador. Do you want to have him on? I was like, of Ecuador? Yeah, sure. And he's like, oh, wait, on your Patreon show? No. I'm not going to tell him to do a show.
The ambassador to Ecuador on our Patreon show would be great.
A real episode. You got to have him on a real one. You can't Patreon him. The guinea pig is delicious out here. It's one of the most underrated weirdo meats I've ever had in my life. It tastes like the best fried chicken I've ever had. And it's as long as you get over that it's a guinea pig, it's awesome.
I'm down with guinea pig.
Yeah.
So what do you think's going to, like, who do you want? Who do you, if you
pick who's your guy
to win this election? The banker?
Mine was Yaku. After I realized that Lasso was the fucking, you know, Ted Cruz or whatever. It like, Ted Cruz. I don't know enough about American politics.
Banker.
Know
if that Paul Ryan. He's like
Who's the banker? The Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, right?
Yeah. But he's like liberal, right? Bloomberg.
Yeah. Like an old school liberal.
Liberal banker.
Yeah. Yeah, a liberal already probably has a few Me Toos under his belt, you know?
I was really hoping they'd do the recount. And I was really hoping Yaku would take it and then to see how many people would come over to Yaku's side. But, like, I think I might be on Arauz Correa.
Just bring back Correa.
Dictator. Hey, the trains run. Bring him back.
At least it's for the people. I don't know. Neo-lib, it's a new thing.
I don't know what neo-lib looks
like. I'll look it up. It's a buddy of mine's ex-wife's family, but I'll find out the egg farmer who's friends with Correa. I'll get you the best eggs while you're there. Be fresh,
Oh, dude, the food is so fucking good and fresh here. I don't, maybe there's no GMOs or something, but it's just like, God, I feel healthy. The fish is like, you can see it catching it, but gave it right to a restaurant and they fry it up for you. And it's like, wow. Fuck.
See, I ate too much of that hot sauce and I got sick. I lost so much weight, but you know, anyway.
Oh yeah. Don't drink the water. I got my first food poisoning. Yeah. I've gotten in every country I've been in, but the guy was like, oh, what is it? I'm like, well, I have this water purifier. I think it was like, purifier. No, dude, buy water. What's wrong with you? I'm like, you're from here. I'm like, I know. And I'm telling you, don't drink the water.
He shamed you? Oh, no, he wanted you to. I see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got two parasites for 18 months. I didn't know what they were. I kept getting misdiagnosed as like kidney issues.
Wow.
And finally, I figured it out at William Childress.
Best way to
show.
Stay in shape.
At the hotel, I brushed my teeth with me and Drew Frelick brushed our teeth with the hotel water. We both had parasites after that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that's how I got it in Myanmar, too.
Did? You got it?
Yeah, that's Z-Pak. Azithromycin will save you. But like, yeah, barfing and shitting. And you're like, can I stop barfing long enough to keep this pill down?
Yeah. Paul Ogata did, too, in Myanmar. All right. We got to go. We got a Twitch show to do right now.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you so
much. Great talking to you.
Ari Shaffir, everybody. We'll keep so the election is on April 7th, I believe. Right?
Yeah. They're gonna distract people with the World Cup qualifiers. I'm positive of that. It's gonna overlap in some way to like make people like forget.
Okay.
That's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm. But April 7th, and I was like, they kept waiting to they're not doing the recount, so it's gonna be a rouse. It looks like
you should be there for when Korea. You should be there for when Korea comes back.
I mean, I might be.
You should offer to be the comedian at the event at the big.
Oh yeah. The White House press conference. I'll just get shot. They're like, you insulted me in my face. I'm like, no, in my country, it's a tradition. Like
Ecuadorian correspondence dinner.
By the way, that would be an amazing addition to like your biography. Is his life ended while giving the White House correspondence dinner in Ecuador?
They love Kobe in Ecuador. President. You didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. That's a huge Kobe fan. There are Kobe jerseys everywhere, and I'm like, you don't even know what that means. There's also, last thing I'll say, there is TikTok clothes everywhere here. The TikTok logo. I don't know why. I think maybe TikTok thought they'd sell in America. It didn't work out, so they donated it here. It's everywhere. Every time I see a TikTok, the girls, adults, boys, everybody wears TikTok. It's crazy.
Do any of them say lasso on it? His lasso guy.
No, there's no lasso TikTok crossover. There should be, for sure. Yeah.
Ari Shaffir, everybody. Kaplan, that's it. What should we do?
We got to get lost. So let's do it.
Get lost. Thanks.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.